USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now accused of threatening to withhold all aid from Ukraine, not only by indicted Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, but also by a government watchdog agency, which released the report this morning. Here's U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi on that.
Today, the Government Accounting Office confirmed that the president's actions at the center of our impeachment articles, withholding congressionally approved military aid from Ukraine, was illegal. And these are their words. These are the words of the GAO.
The impeachment trial will officially start later today as House members read the two articles of impeachment aloud before the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. All 100 senators will then be sworn in. The actual trial will begin on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
President Trump is touting the U.S. trade deals with China, Mexico, and Canada for American farmers in particular. In a tweet today, the president said, "Farmers are really happy with the newly signed Phase 1 agreement with China." Additionally, he praised the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which is set to replace NAFTA and is expected to pass the Senate this week, perhaps as early as today, and then head to the White House for his presidential signature. The Treasury Department's investigating a tax break meant to help poor communities after it reportedly benefited wealthy investors instead, some with ties to the Trump administration. The Opportunity Zone tax break was meant to encourage investment in poor areas, but the New York Times last year discovered some of the money was going to luxury projects in wealthy neighborhoods, the Treasury announcing the investigation yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump today is to announce a new federal effort that he says will safeguard students' ability to pray in school. They can already pray alone or in groups at school, just as long as other students aren't compelled to join in. For the first time in history, the Pope has named a woman to serve as manager of the Vatican's Secretary of State's office. USA's Wendy King reports.
Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church. Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there will soon be two new soda and coffee drinks on store shelves. Coca-Cola is launching three flavors, dark blend, vanilla, and caramel. The 12-ounce cans have 70 calories and more caffeine than regular Coke. It's been a success in Europe, so the company decided it would try it here. Pepsi also announced its coffee cola last month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.